Really good conference. It's 8:45. We'll call to order the Gage County Board of Supervisors. Please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation: Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Byers, Setzer. Lytle will be absent today. First thing on the agenda is the consent agenda, which is the general agenda, approved minutes of meeting held June 27th, approve all claims through July 11th in the amount of $366,584.39. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve district court summary fee report and report for register of deeds for the month of June 2012. Approve permit number 913 for Windstream to replace buried cable in the southwest quarter of Section 23, Township 5, North, Range 6 East. Approve permit 914 for David Niemeyer to place electric line under Township Road in Section Southeast quarter, Section 16, Southwest quarter, Section 15, Township 6, North, Range 6 East.
Make a motion to accept the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 6-0 to approve. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. No public. Approve or disapprove on-call environmental service agreement between Gage County, Nebraska and Olson Associates, project number BRO703418, control number 11776, Adams Northwest.
I'd make a motion to approve the agreement with Olson Associates.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion.
Rex, Gannon brought this up at our Road and Bridge Committee meeting, and this is for that bridge up there up on Apple Road. And this is agreement that they have with Olson's for doing the work they need to do on this project.
Okay. Any more discussion? Vote. 6-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove resolution of on signing of a professional service agreement between Gage County, Nebraska and Olson Associates, project number BRO703418, control number 11776, Adams Northwest.
That's 12-19.
12-19.
Motion to approve the agreement.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Juergens. Discussion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe that Galen said the attorney's office had seen this. Hadn't he run that through them?
Yes.
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 I think he had that in committee, so just part of that agreement.
And these are just part of the paperwork that this is a federal aid project, again, that needs to be done, and this is one's environmental setting, the other is the service contract with Olson Associates for doing the work on that project up there, and so it can keep proceeding.
Okay. Any more discussion? Vote. 6-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove agreement for EPC services between Region 5 Systems and Gage County.
I would move we approve.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Bauman. Discussion.
And the attorney's office has looked at this.
And the attorney's office has approved it. Any more discussion? Vote. 6-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove estimate from Masonry Construction, Inc. for stone monument restoration of the Soldiers of the Civil and Spanish Wars monument in the amount of $3,413.
And that does include the concrete around the monument. And Dave is on vacation. He must need vacation, so he's not here. But he brought this to the Building and Grounds Committee this last week. And I would move it be approved.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Denny, does that do anything for the names?
I think the names are redone. Are they not, Arlen? Myron?
If that will include somebody doing or redoing the names if they're not, if they haven't been done yet. But this bid includes refurbishing.
We will reprofile any letters or numbers where or crack injection or patching has occurred.
And we actually, when it comes down to the $3,413, we have at least one donor who is going to pay part of this, so the ultimate cost to us will be much less than this.
Well, I don't think it actually includes relettering. It just, we will reprofile any letters or numbers where crack injection or patching has occurred. So I don't think the names are going to be done. I think it's just if they repair where they were.
I thought we had talked to Davey about that a year ago, and that was part of the thing we were concerned about, was to be able to reprofile, because I think those are almost a facade that's on the outside. I don't think they're full length. And the discussion was we were concerned that it would be able to take a routing, if you will. I don't know how they do that. And I was under the impression that that...
We will have... The way I read this, this doesn't include redoing the names on the monument. It's just the patching.
Oh, yeah, I wish Dave was here, too, because not our last meeting, the meeting we had with Dave when he first brought this to our attention, he talked about the fact that they were going to work on the lettering and the numbering and stuff, too.
Yeah. Well, the way I read it is if they repair an area, that then they'll fix the names there, but otherwise they're not.
Okay. And some of the names I think you can see pretty well, and there's others that are basically gone.
Some of them read that as those that need to be redone, they will redo them, as I read that.
Looks like.
In the event, we can still approve this and this point, to take it to this point, and if we do need to do additional as far as the names.
I think we just need to know that if it isn't going to be the names, so no one has.
I thought it was, but.
Yeah.
I think restoration needs to be better defined. I mean, that would answer your question. What does restoration mean? To me, that means one reading of it would be fix the names.
But that's not the way it reads there, though.
Well, then it goes, it says restoration, then it goes down and says, this is, the things we will do, but it doesn't list everything.
Because at the previous time when Dave first brought us to our attention, this individual is, that's his type of work.
Yeah.
That he does restore the lettering and the names on there, on the...
Well, let's hope it does include everything.
On the base. So we could be wrong, but I know that other meeting, the conversation was... A lot of it directed towards that.
Okay.
Even if it's just the cracks, the thing's riddled with...
Yeah, it's cheap for, even if it's just repair of the surface.
Absolutely. And in the College of Business Administration, the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, they didn't teach us what restore meant, but I thought at the University of Nebraska College of Law, they would teach you what restoration is.
Everything is in flux. It depends.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, any more discussion on that? Vote. 6-0 to approve. Committee reports, building and grounds.
Okay. Jonesy, like I say, is on a much earned vacation, and I'm not sure how the reaction you folks are giving to getting to our courthouse after we've gotten past the restoration, what have you, but I just wanted to tell you personally, I'm having people stop me on the street and in the grocery store and saying how proud they are of Gage County's courthouse and how beautiful it is and how we present it, and they say thank you. And I think it's important that we let people know the positive thoughts that our citizens in Gage County are having, and they're very, very positive. Jonesy will be getting, Dave will be getting bids to replace the south sidewalk on the south side, just pretty much in bad shape about every 5 or 6 feet, but he will be getting, he's had at least one estimate for a little under $10,000, about $9,200, but he's going to be getting, we will be getting bids to replace that. We need to install some light fixtures over in the sheriff's office, in the old house part of the office, both the first and second floors. That'll be less than $1,000, about $745. We're going to be moving some things around over in the Veterans Service office. There is a privacy problem as far as staff is concerned, and need to get the desk out of the front end so that whoever is in that position has privacy in visiting with people and getting information relative to their circumstances. So we'll be making some changes there. We have bids from Noakes to put a ducted dehumidifier and second one UV light in the return duct to help with high humidity downstairs in the EOC. We're getting another bid on that. I can't remember where we ended up with that one.
For the heating and cooling?
Yeah. The 2806.
I don't think so. I think that was Davey was going to check with Mark to see if there was any dollars that could be used for that. He was going to double check
out of his fund. Right.
Yeah, it was the heating and cooling across. Davey was supposed to visit with the county attorney's office about letting bids.
Okay,
I think
okay.
That's how that was.
Good. We need to replace furnace heating the sheriff's upper and lower office areas, and we will get bids on that. The treasurer has requested installing a ledge around the existing counter below so people have more room to write instead of leaning on the main counter, and we need to install glass, protective glass around the treasurer area, the area
cash
where
register.
They take their dollars.
Around the cash register.
Right,
yeah.
The cash register. And we will be looking at installing cameras in the stair area in the east entry area. This is a move to look at what we might have as far as future liability if we don't have something to show if somebody would trip on those stairs or if something would happen in there because we don't have any kind of evidence to show they do, they don't, or what have you. So. Again, we will be looking at prices on that and go forward in the future. So basically, this is where we're at building grounds, Myron.
And we also, Dave also discussed a little bit with us maybe about possibly looking into remodeling some of the bathrooms. That's been
right.
A concern with people since the rest of the courthouse, like Dennis said, looks as good as it does and the way it is that the bathrooms. There wasn't anything done with it when the remodeling project was done, and so he's going to start checking into that and maybe bringing us some ideas or some costs too there.
They're pretty bad. The stools can be replaced without doing anything else, but that we really need to look at the entire thing and what we're going to do and make a decision on redoing those bathrooms. So.
And we won't be able to put in the jacuzzi tub for Terry, he asked. There's just not space for it.
A little one?
Okay, so that's it for building and grounds.
Okay, thank you. Economic development.
We have a meeting next Thursday again, a regular scheduled meeting at 4:30 down at the auditorium down there. Last time I reported that we did interview, we brought an individual in to interview him, and they decided not to offer him the job. They are, by next Thursday, we hope to make a decision how to proceed with the interviews or what to do. They did phone interview two other individuals, but they're not sure what to do there or if to go back and to look at all the applications again and see if there are some. So that's kind of just a little bit on hold. We did last night have a meeting with this Volkswind Energy Farm, which that's been in the process 3 or 4 years, and they made the comment that a couple months ago there's an article in the paper about it and stuff, and they just kind of updated us on where they were at and everything, and they may come in front of the board here sometime and just give an update too or whatever, but they basically 4 miles either side of 136 from the booster station over to Jefferson County is where they've signed lease with over 60 landowners in the area already. But they're still several years out from having a wind farm going or whatever, operating. There's just so many hoops they need to jump through or whatever. This is the same company that, the way I understood it last night, they're also working on the project in Jefferson County, too. So they will have those two together when they put out bids for selling their energy that will help them or whatever. But they gave us about an hour presentation on what they were doing. And more than anything, they just want to make people – they said the landowners in that area, they know about it, but just to make people aware of it in the rest of the area that it's an ongoing project. And they hope to complete it and hope to have it done in the near future. But it those things, you go through federal regulations again, and it just takes time for everything. So.
Okay. Emergency management, EMS.
Let's see. We'll talk about the 911 communications agreement with the city. They'll be we're looking at a one-year extension for that, and then we'll spend the next year discussing with the city a couple of different contracts that we have with them for services. And so I spoke with the mayor, and I believe it's going to be on their agenda coming up. And so we'll just do a one-year extension. Historically, that was a three-year agreement. And so we've just had some discussions about how that's going to work out and the funding and stuff like that. So they'll take that up, I believe, Monday at their meeting. I don't really have a whole lot else. I think we're starting to get those agreements in, Dawn, for the EMS
three or four.
Funding for those EMS squads. And let's see. Much else.
Okay. Equalization we already did. Finance.
Need to talk about, I got to get to Dawn. Do you have we got final end-of-the-year numbers now. I know we've been kind of treading water and waiting on that, so we need to put together some days to sit down and start putting the budget together. Do we have all the requests in as well?
No, we're still missing a few.
Elected offices or?
Yes, the attorney's office would be one, and the road department, and they probably have a few other things on their plate right now. So.
What are you doing?
They're aware of it. So.
And we visit with
we visit with
Galen. Galen's working on his as well, so we'll get some of those numbers back in with and Mark Minnelli. We talked about some road projects and what we will or won't be able to do. One of the things we've got to look at though is the calendar. They're due at the state September 20th, and so our last meeting is the 19th. So we have to decide if we want Dawn to hand carry that after we approve it on the 19th, or if we approve it at the September 5th meeting. Now my concern is that's 2 weeks out from when it's due. We may have to, and we discuss this a little bit at Finance Committee, have a
special meeting,
yeah. Say the 13th or 14th, and say, okay, last call, could be a 5-minute, could be the only thing on there to give final approval. In the years past, we've tried to discuss the budget at several different meetings to get input, have people come. So I would say probably get a very preliminary budget discussion at the next meeting and every meeting thereafter, and we'll slowly just, you know, put this together. If there's any input, give an opportunity. It'll be on the agenda if people want to come talk about it. Department heads want to come talk and say, I need this, I don't need this, or thank you, or give me more, or whatever. But I'm probably not going to want to do that on that meeting of the 19th. Probably going to have to do the week before. Just kind of keep that, just because of the timeline of how it works. So,
okay.
About it.
Human resource employee relations?
No report.
Okay. Insurance? That's Gary, right?
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Law enforcement?
No report. We didn't have a meeting or anything.
Road and bridge?
Okay. Everyone should have their activities report from the road and bridge office. We approved the weed superintendent going to a weed conference in Ainsworth on the 1st and 2nd of August. Budget. Galen's working on his budget. I know Mark's been down a couple days here. He's give us some preliminary cost on overlaying, armor coating, some dirt work discussions on Hickory probably. Very preliminary cost. We're reviewing those. We've got current rock and gravel updates, and I think he said about 17 of the how many of the townships?
16 or 17 of the counties.
16 or 17 were finished, and there's a few to go to get the spring allotments done, which is in a lot better shape than we've been in the past. I know that, so we're well ahead of the ball game on that one. Other than that, just some permits and things, and that's about it. They're working still, I know, on the what I call the Holmesville Road down there, that if you go by there, Linden Road, if you go by there now, I mean, you can see just from the highway, there's a huge, you can see straight through there now. So I'm going to guess that could be done by next week sometime.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Did he not say the total would be under $20,000 for straightening that?
Yes. So. Our expense on it. Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I drove that last night to Linden Road, and they're over to where the railroad track was at, and they're basically they got a lot of the dirt work done for straightening it. They're putting in a tube there yet or whatever, but all the construction equipment's over there by the railroad track. And driving the road, it looks like they'll be done when they're done with that. Yeah, and it's an improvement. I know they had some issues with rain and as far as being muddy and all of that as they were doing it, but
we're at.
Yeah. Well, no, on that road there, that was this spring.
Okay.
Terry, you want to touch about why they pulled off that project, the heat buckling?
West of the east of the dump, right through that road, that concrete road, that's a county road. The heat buckled the road up there, and so they had to pull a part of the crew off of there and saw that road through there and replace a section of concrete through there. It is open now again. It's opened up. So there was a section in there, and when this work is done, I know there's, I think I spoke at the last meeting, but then we have culverts to replace in quite a few areas of the county, so that'll be the next step. But I think this thing will be wrapping up, you know, hopefully next week, I'm going to guess. Depends on how things go.
Right. I don't know how much do we want to bring up. You know, Mark Minnelli had costs down for the Hickory Road.
You can touch on that.
Maybe we ought to touch on that a little bit more. And then Don also, we talked about if we have that up for an election, a bond issue up for election, how early or what is the last date you can have that before this? How many days ahead of the fall election do we have to have something in?
I believe September 1st.
September 1st.
Is that 60 days then?
That's a little over 60
entities
days.
To place something on the ballot.
Okay. To place something on the ballot.
Cause it's just black and white September 1st. So.
Yeah, yeah, Mark came down with preliminary estimates of the grading was around $1.4 million in the cement or laying the road was about $2.5 or $2.6 million or just a little bit under $3.9 million for that 4 miles project. That's preliminary figures from Mark Minnelli on that project. So, you know, there was a lot of discussion amongst our group then, how do we proceed with that? Do we put this out for a vote of the people? If we do, and it has to be done by September 1st, that don't give us enough time. There is no election next year. So then what's your options available or whatever? And also, he gave us a bid for overlaying 13 miles, 2-inch overlay of 13 miles in the county of $1.9 million. So do you tie in some projects around the county, and how do you go forward in doing that? But I think the people, we've had a lot of discussions in the past about the Hickory Road, and there are some projects, especially out at the Cope facility, that may be coming online or going forward that is really going to create a big necessity to finish the Hickory Road. And it's just a matter of when we can get it done or what or how we're going to present it. We need a lot more feedback from the public and from everybody else here.
I guess the main thing is how we're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it boils down to. This is something, you know, we can't do internally. We just don't have the dollars to do it. But we realize that upkeep on the existing roads we have is something we have to do, as well as trying to improve that road there. Those are the two main goals that we have, and just how to pay for it, we haven't figured that one out yet. So if we do it by a vote of the people, see if the people in Gage County would like to bond issue that.
I mean, I know we have some of you have heard me talk about it. I believe we need to have a meeting with the industries out there. We need to have the city at the table. I'm going back to the LB 840 funds. LB 840 is designed for stimulating growth, economic development, infrastructures. The coke nitrogen, the plants out there, not just coke, that's prone for expansion. The water's there, the gas is there, the rail lines are there, the road is bad. 250 hazmat, loaded hazmat trucks a day go through season by the homestead, through the city. If we're ever going to have a growth area that we seriously work together with, that's probably the road that we should improve.
Wouldn't it be a good idea to kick this back to the Economic Development Group and have them meet and give some recommendations? That would give you all of a representation of the entire county and the city to have a discussion. Hey,
good point.
This is a good place for this. Mm-hmm. We're beginning it, but this would be a good place to follow through. So I'd certainly recommend we take it to the Economic Development Group.
If we went with federal dollars, then the river bridge would probably need replaced. So there's no need to try to put it in as a federal project. It would, the river bridge is solid, would meet all standards. This is not just a county overlay road or county road. This will be a very good road. Dowled construction, unlike 77 when they put it in, and then they come back and had to repair it. This would be dowled and done right because of the load.
Mm-hmm. And I think some of the discussion we had initially was trying to do some of the grading and get it ready, and those numbers have come in higher than we'd anticipated.
Exactly.
You know, kind of sticker shock there. And there is a possibility we could probably internally bond that, use gas tax allocations, like we had done on some of the paving projects on the north end of the county. I think 4 years ago, approximately, we had used, you know, one month of that to help pay that bond off, and then was again an internal bond. So there's ways we can do that, but the actual paving, that's such an enormous project, and to try and touch all areas of the county, I believe it was back in 1999. Don gave me those numbers, 2.6, 2.5, that went to the vote of the people. And folks saw value in that, and so they voted for that. And I think that's where we'll have to go, and it's up to them, because we can maintain the roads. At times it's difficult, but we can maintain. But new projects, no different than the state of Nebraska, they've said they're not going to build new roads. It's difficult for us to do that as well. But if the voters see a value in that, if we spread that out and try to touch at least all four areas, let people make that decision if they want to tax themselves. But some of these things, the maintenance projects, the grading projects, some of those things we can do internally at an expense over a period of time, but wouldn't be a huge hit to the taxpayers. And a lot of that's road maintenance, no different than how we regraded Linden Road. That was an internal project. There's south of...
South 66 was an internal
south
project.
South 66 was internal. The Liberty...
Virginia Blacktop we're going to do internally.
We're going to do that. We're going to grade that internally with our own crews.
The gravel part of that.
Yeah. So some of those things we can do ourselves. But, yeah, the scope and the size and the cost of these projects now, it's a good idea to go and ask people, you want to do this or not. Now, the timeline of getting it on the ballot's the sticker. You know, Terry talked a little bit about that, or Myron did. That's, is there enough time to get everything done? So as we start to bring these budgets forward for the next three or four meetings, those are the types of things, you know, what can we do? And we still haven't talked about everything in the 1 and 6 plan that we want to try and get done either. So that'll all tie in together. And we'll just move forward slowly and get input and ask around and see where we end up. I think we've got it. We've got an adequate infrastructure now, but it needs some work, and we have to keep it up.
Anything else for the good of the order? Anything else for the good of the order? H County Board of Supervisors adjourned at 9:13, 12, 9:12, 13 there it changed.